Welcome to episode 3 of the Realest Niggas in Anime. Today we focus on Naruto. Y'all already know who I am. I got a special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
What's up, y'all? It's Akinjuki Chiha once again.
Yeah, man. So today I thought we'd do something a little special. Talk about the Realest Niggas in Naruto. So you want to start off or you want me to start off?
I can start it off. So off the rip, I'm going to just go ahead and say Itachi Uchiha. I don't know too many people that's realer than Itachi Uchiha. This man here, he pretty much took all the burdens, all the L's of a whole village and put it on his back just to save his little brother, man.
No complaints needed.
Facts, never did. Straight no ninja. Straight ninja way. Just ninja to the T. Ninja to the T. No feelings. Hey, it is what it is. It sucks. I really didn't want to do this. Facts.
One thing that I can say about Itachi, before I even get to my pick, you see what I'm saying? One thing I can say about Itachi that's so fucking crazy is, you notice how at the beginning of the show, like, he wants Sasuke to hate him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even though he did all the shit that he did, granted, he was fucking 13, 14, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Just put that to the side. The fact that you that young, doing what you did,
and
set a motivation for your brother, knowing that you was sick, knowing you weren't gonna be here,
you know why? You know why? He did it because, like, the Uchiha stone tablet, you know, only the people with the Sharingan could read the stone tablet. He pretty much already seen, you gotta remember, he met Tobi. When Tobi the one that helped him massacre the clan, so he kind of met Tobi and he joined the Akatsuki. He kind of had some details into like the bigger picture, but no one really knew the bigger picture because Kaguya was playing everybody. So no one knew until
like
they got
a whole puppet effect.
You feel me? No one knew until they got to that point. Mm-hmm. He only knew a little bit, but all he knew was that for his brother to be safe, he had to make his brother reach a certain level. Mm-hmm. So that he'll be able to do that. He told that man to hate me and to kill your best friend. So the hating part, that Sasuke awakened his Sharingan the first night he seen Itachi do that. He don't remember it though, because he seen that. So that was the hate part right there. You know, Itachi got Shisui eyes because like he didn't kill Shisui. Danzo attacked Shisui. Shisui gave Itachi his other eye that Danzo didn't take. And he killed himself. So it was like a lot of suspicion that Itachi did it because it's just something about the Uchiha, man. It's like, you're overusing your power, you'll go blind.
Right, and if you get another eye.
But if you get another person's eye, you'll be good. You man, see how crazy that goes?
Quick little side note before we even continue this shit, bro. I see, like, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, and all the little anime comments and threads and videos and shit like that about how scary Shisui and Itachi would be if that nigga would have lived, bro.
Facts, because they were the two geniuses. They were the two geniuses at their time. That's pretty, but see, the way, like, Naruto is set up, the universe, it couldn't have worked like that because we already seen that before. We seen it with Madara, not even that. We seen it with Madara and Madara had a little, I think it was Azuna.
Oh, his little brother, yeah.
Azuna.
Yeah.
It was Madara and Azuna. You seen it with them. They were so powerful, but Madara overused his eyes. So, you know, they say he took Azuna eyes. There's a lot of like folklore that go into that. Everyone has their own little,
You want to know a fun fact? Once again, I was on like a Reddit Naruto page or whatever, right? I wasn't even like preparing for this video. It was just 3 a.m. and I was bored as fuck, right? Like, a lot of the powers in Naruto, specifically with the Uchiha clan, like the Susanoo, Izanami, Izanagi, shit like that, they're all based off of Japanese mythology.
Yeah. No, of course.
I didn't
it goes so deep, and like all of them are, all anime is based off of something. You have to base it off of something. Like, you got that general concept for an idea. You see, like, most of the names they use are names of, like, you know, in their mythology, the great demons and great, like, angels and lords of the feudal lords of their time and all. It goes deep. Like, Uchiha is actually a real surname probably somewhere out there. It's probably really somebody with the surname Uchiha. And they come from a whole family. You never really know.
It's crazy. Because, like, I'm so used to, like, Western shit where we at now, right? You know, where it's just a nigga with a good mind just writing an amazing story. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's where you get a lot of shit from. I'm not saying that it doesn't get inspiration from, like...
But everything draws inspiration from somebody. Mm-hmm. Even, like... Like, that's why some animes are similar. All of it is kind of similar. There's always a hero, anti-hero. It's like certain characters are going to play certain roles naturally because that's how the cycle of anime goes. Because,
like, right now, like, your main protag, right? Always dumb as fuck, loud as fuck, but OP as shit.
Yeah.
Luffy.
Goku.
Asta. Naruto.
Naruto.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but then you got the Erens. So Eren Yeager is a different type. You know, we need to stick to the Naruto, but that's a whole talk. Eren Yeager is a different type character, like main character.
That nigga mental. But for my choice, a lot of people wouldn't really pick this person, I don't think. And I think the main reason that I picked this person is because one of my homeboys from high school, I ain't seen this nigga in years. But he compares me to Shikamaru. And that's why I'm picking, just because he ain't never for the fuck shit, man.
I like that pick, though.
Shikamaru just wanted to chill. But he understand that life is bigger than just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Now, at one, he always knew that, but now he gets it more, like, in the Boruto. Mm-hmm. But I like Shikamaru. You know why? Because Shikamaru's smart. Shikamaru, like, already thought, he already thinks 10 to 15 steps ahead. So, like... Mm-hmm.
And then... One thing that I love so much about, not only about his character, but his relationship with actually Naruto, is the disparity, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got Shikamaru, like I said, thinking 20 steps ahead, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make sure that everything exists, not trying to exert more effort than what's actually needed. And then you got Naruto, and you can just see how tiring Naruto was from Shikamaru.
Yeah.
But even through all that, like all the battles that they fought, all the battles that they went through together,
they really best friends. They kind of best friends. Like honestly, Shikamaru is probably more of a friend to Naruto than Sasuke is. That's just Sasuke more like his brother. Like, bro, we really kind of got it in the mud together type shit.
And we the same nigga forever.
Right. And Shikamaru, like, the one... Because, yeah, you peep, Shikamaru is the one always saying Sasuke went rogue, man. Stop worrying about him.
Like, even in Shippuden, like, Naruto... Like I said, this is not a shitting on Naruto video. But I just want y'all to understand where I'm coming from when I'm saying what I'm saying. Like, that's what it is. Because Naruto... Naruto is easily one of the top five realest niggas in that series.
Facts. Top, I mean, he's a main... He's five.
No, one top five main characters.
Huh?
Because, like, you have some people that come in, like, I want to put Hashirama up there. I want to put his dad up there.
Who's Naruto is, though?
Yeah, because, bro, think about it.
It's all about, honestly, before I put the first Hokage, I won't really put the first Hokage up there. You know why? Because he never really suffered any loss. I can't say he never suffered any hardship, but it was never nothing too tragic. It seemed like he always was, like, pretty much had a normal ninja life. And he overpowered.
Hear where I'm coming from, though. When I'm saying that, I'm saying because you ever notice how, like, say in the war arc, right? When, like, you know, everybody's fucking flipping shit because... Moderate is a moderate is Toby, and moderate is moderate.
Yeah.
And like he's just going crazy, dropping medias on fucking everybody. And you know, Hashirama gets reanimated. That nigga's with all the smoke at all times.
Yeah, but see,
and like he is not, it's not moderate. But like the thing is, it's not that he's for it, because you know, Shikamaru was for all the smoke too. But he was like, goddamn, again. This nigga was happy about that. She's like, hell, look,
it was Madara. Him and Madara had that certain dynamic that, like,
okay, I'll get you.
Of course, like, that's the only person Madara was even seeing. Madara really only recognized, like, probably, he recognized Guy at the end, but he only seen, like, two shinobis from that whole thing. He said only the shinobi they had was decent was Itachi Uchiha and Lord First. Okay. That was it.
I'll give you that.
He already, I mean, the fourth Hokage, but he already knew he was gone.
No, but like, the thing is, like, I agree with you saying on that, but back to my point about the fourth Hokage before I get on this fucking tangent and we get lost more than we already are, is, you know how relevant you gotta be for other nations when y'all at war to say, if you see this nigga, run.
I mean, you with the smokes, but you know how.
If you see this nigga, fuck the war, run, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I like him. I like the fact that, like, she is deep with it, because he didn't have to do all that. He just wanted to save the village. He put the village before him.
See, he was only a real nigga outside the house, because inside the house, this nigga was a housewife. You know what I'm saying? That's his own thing.
He was really the world's strongest ninja at one point, so it's like, yeah. But check his son out, though. That's what I'm saying. Naruto up there. Naruto got a lot of, like, good lessons. Like, you gotta actually follow the story from when he was little to, like, you gotta constantly watch Boruto now. He a real one, bro. He'll give you the shirt off his back.
Bro. Before I get back to Shikamaru, if you haven't caught up, that's your fault. You probably won't remember it when you catch up anyway. That fucking Jigen fight? That's all I'm gonna say. That fucking Jigen fight?
That was what it was.
That's all I'm saying. That fight. Oh my god.
Even Kurama said, Naruto, hush it up. This man could really kill you, but he don't want to. But he really can. But technically, really though, if it would have like played out how it could have played out, Jigen body would have got destroyed before he could have defeated the Ninetales. But Sasuke, you gotta think, that's what the whole thing. Like, Sasuke a real person, bro. He just like a normal ninja. He don't got no Jinchuriki or nothing.
He got like the Rinnegan, but
he's smart and he tactical. You remember, you see, Jigen wanted to take Sasuke out because he was like, You're
a problem.
Yeah, Naruto is just strong, but you're actually a real problem. That just shows you what's going on.
And then
Team Uchiha all day.
Of course. Of course. That's my favorite family in Naruto. Like favorite clan.
Uchiha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the thing is, okay, you got the Sharingan. With a select few, you have the Rinnegan. Okay. Whatever. But put that aside. If you look at other clans,
there's only two. Only two with the Rinnegan.
Yeah, you got
three. Uzumaki had it. No, the only Uchiha I think that had the Rinnegan was Madara.
But see, Tobi was Obito.
Well, Obito, that's just his name. You know, Tobi don't really count because I think he got those Rinnegans from Madara. Yeah. But only why Sasuke got it because the Sage of Six Paths. Because like, you gotta mix like Naruto, like Boruto and Sarada, baby. If they have one, which they will, because that's how it's set up. He could get the Rinnegan naturally. That person can get the Rinnegan naturally because he'll have the two bloodlines.
With the karma cell and whatever the fuck he got going on.
And you know, he got the Byakugan in the two. So that's what made Boruto special. What? Because Naruto's a Senju. Hinata's already like, she's a Hyuga. Them the three, the ones that got the eyes are the special clans. You know, the Hyuga special, the Uchiha special, is the Sharingan, the Byakugan, and the Rinnegan. They're like the three most powerful eyes that we know about right now. And Pain had the Rinnegan too. Like, he unlocked it naturally too.
Pain.
You're right. It's too many, man, bro.
Let me finish with Shikamaru. But, man, like, if you look at what a real friend is, like, fuck anime.
Yeah.
For right now. Look at what a real friend is, like, you so blinded by what the fuck going on that you chasing this other motherfucker who don't give a fuck about you right now. I'm saying that's your man's. I'm saying y'all got what y'all going on, but I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Jiraiya died, I'm right there. You going through it, I'm right here. I'm in your apartment, I'm making sure you straight.
Right.
I'm going on missions with you that I don't even want to go on to make sure you don't fucking die, but you don't see that shit.
Right.
But I still ain't tripping off it.
You right, though. See, now as you say that, Shikamaru OG. Now that you open my eyes, I'm like, that makes sense.
You see what I'm saying? So, that's why, like, a lot of people don't look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even look at it like that at first. You know what I'm saying? But after rewatch, I'm like, damn.
But see, that just shows you, like...
The thing is, I consider myself a real nigga, but I wouldn't went through all that. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still make sure you alright.
I would've said something.
Yeah,
I would've said something. See, that's the thing about Naruto, he don't really have... He treats all his friends as equal. You feel me? And, like, he care about all of them the same way, like... He treats them all as equal. He was just like, Sasuke the one that's going bad at this time. Y'all straight. I know y'all with me. But we gotta go get this man to get him right.
Of course.
But Sasuke had his own path going on. Like, everybody has... That's when you gotta realize everybody has their own path for their own destination. Sometimes some people, like... This could go a lot of ways. Sometimes they people that you know... They might not be meant to come with you at that time. It might be something like that, but it's like, you're still my brother.
Like, on top of that, you never know what secret battles a motherfucker
you
have.
You feel me? Like, I ain't, you know, Naruto ain't know all the Sasuke backstory. Sasuke had his own stuff going
on. And he was still finding shit out at the end of Naruto.
Right.
And in the beginning of Shippuden, middle of Shippuden, end of Shippuden, he's still learning shit.
That's why I fuck with Naruto. You can incorporate that in real life. It's the only one you can really do that with. You can't really incorporate any other, like, anime in the moral. Not that I know, unless you tell me different.
I'll say you could do that with Naruto full story-wise.
Right.
Like, from the beginning to the end, that's the only anime that I've seen thus far for the entire storyline. It's some kind of lesson in there. But there are certain... animes where it has specific moments.
Right. See, I didn't know. That's why I was like, if you're saying that, well, every anime could teach you something, but like the Naruto one, it just like hits a little harder. I don't know why.
It's constant.
Right.
It's constant because even though it may be funny, it may be some stupid shit,
it's still life.
Something da 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 da. It's still a constant undertone. Like, look. Pay attention.
Right. You want to think about it, Naruto was really homeless. He wasn't homeless, but he was stuck in when he was a little baby. He was broke when he ain't had no family when he was like a little kid.
So he was living in
a shack every night.
And this nigga 8, 9, 10 years old living in an apartment by himself.
Only time he eating is when he see the ramen noodles guy.
Speaking of, I'm putting him in it. I'm putting the Ichiro Raku nigga on top.
Why?